Okay, we are on Erevin Daf Lamed Vezim and Aleph. So Bishel Sofrim Chazaka Shliach Osa Shlichuso. With regards to Midrash Rabbanan, we rely on the assumption that a Shliach usually finishes his jobs. Rashi said Echazev Echazev Chazaka. Either when Midrash Rabbanan Shliach Osa Shlichuso. Talk about over here Isha Sheyesh La Leida Ozivim Via Moshen Sense B'Shofar. A woman is responsible to bring her korbanos. Following childbirth or after experiencing a ziva, brings money and puts it in the appropriate collection box in the Beis HaMikdash. She goes into the mikvah and then she could eat the korbanos after nightfall. What's the reason she could eat immediately? Isn't it because we assume that she fulfilled the job? Meaning that not she, the shliach did it. The kohanim certainly purchased the appropriate sacrifice with her money and took care of it. Isn't there an assumption that it was done? So Rav Nachman says, Hasan Rav Shammai Damar Rav Shmaya Chazaka ain based in shel kohanim om de misham atchia chos kol mosh. No, that's the kohanim an extra special. Maybe because kohanim is rizim, they have an extra assumption that they don't leave there until they finish their day's work. Gemara has a lengthy back and forth over here about an Am Haaretz versus a Chaver, different statuses between them. We'll discuss that in a moment. Mishnah says, Nosnu b'ilan, if one placed the Erev in a tree above 10 tvachim from the ground, Lamala me'asar tvachim ein erufa Erev. There's not an Erev. Lamata me'asar tvachim eruva Erev. Nosnu b'bori put in a ditch, even 100 amas deep, it's a good Erev. So we have to figure out what's the difference between those two. Between the above, the place that's too high, because if you say it stands in a private domain, what's the difference to whether the Erev is placed above 10 or below? Because we say Rishus Yachid Ola Adler Akia goes up until the sky. It shoots all the way up. So the problem was Leolam de Kaiver Shizarman is Gavinish Bos Lamata, Rabbi Damar, Kol Davar Shumishum Shvus, Lo Gozula Benishmashus. They never made Exerin at Benishmashus at twilight. Continue talking about HaChadosh. Chadosh is any grain that has not begun to take root until after the Korban HaOmer is brought on the second day of Pesach. The grain can't be eaten until next year's Korban HaOmer is brought. Many Rishonim Paskin, the prohibition of Chadosh applies Midaraisa even Chutz Laretz. So Shofar. Shofar is a box in the shape of a shofar horn for depositing money. It opened was narrow so it would be impossible to reach in and steal from its contents. And there were 13 shofars in the base of Migdash, one for each different purpose. The shofar of Kinan was used for those who bought money for their chovas, for their bird's chov. We say, Shalo nechdu chaveirim litrom shalo min amukav. After a crop is harvested and brought to the owner's house or yard, he has to separate truma from the crop and give it to the kohen. And although the Torah does not specify the amount to be given, the Rabbanan set the requirement at 1/50th total crop. Before truma separated, the crop is tevel and cannot be eaten. The Rabbanan decreed that truma must be separated when the produce will become truma and the rest of the crop are together in front of the person separating them. The prohibition was invoked so that a person does not unknowingly designate truma from produce that has already rotted or been lost and then eat from the crop thinking that truma has been separated when in reality he's eating tevel. Chaveirim are particularly meticulous with regard to this halacha. The Rishus Yachu, we know Rishus Rabban, we know Mishnah Meshus B'Ilan, the Rabbana made a decree that you not to use or support oneself with anything that is attached to the ground that's higher than 3 tefachim, because of fear that the person might do the malach of kotzer, reaping on Shabbos itself. Okay, the Gemara talks about the principle that one may assume that a shliach carries out his assignment. Chazaka shliach osa shlichuso. Rav Nachman holds this principle applies only to laws that are midarabanan. Rav Sheshes holds that it applies even to laws that are midaraisa. What's the halacha? Tosas quotes Rabbeinu Shimshon of Folier, who rules Mekel like Rav Sheshes based on the Bahag of the halachas in accordance with Rav Nachman with regard to Momenus, Dini Momenus, and like Rav Shimon by Rav Sheshes by Isurim. That's the conclusion also the Ri and the Rosh. Rabbeinu Tam Paskins like Rav Nachman, who says that this chazaka is only reliable with regard to the laws that are midarabanan because there are several sugyas Rav Shas that seem to favor that opinion. Oh, the Mishnah says that when one places the food of an Erev in a tree within 10 tefachim from the ground, the Erev is good because he and his Erev are in the same domain, Rosh Hashanah, and therefore the Erev is accessible on Shabbos. The Gemara suggests that if an Erev is placed up in the tree, if the person is Erev in the same domain, then the Erev is kosher. The Gemara challenges this assertion and says that the Erev should not be good because when one puts the Erev in the tree, he uses the tree, Mishtameshes B'Ilan, and the Rabbanim prohibited the use of a tree on Shabbos. Now, what use of the tree occurs when one places an Erev in it? So it doesn't need to climb the tree to get an Erev since it's only 10 tefachim high. And you don't prohibit it to move an Erev from the tree because there's no use of the tree involved. And the Gemara clearly says that one's permitted to roof items from the back of an animal, even though the use of the animal, like the use of a tree, is usser. The fact that the tree holds something that one placed there before Shabbos also can't be considered use of the tree because the Gemara in Shabbos says that you put a candle there, tree to remain there during Shabbos. The Ritva explains the Rabbanan were afraid that one might lean on the tree while he removes his food of his Erev. The Ramah paskins that one may not remove any object from a tree on Shabbos because you might lean on the tree. The Gemara quotes Rebbe, who says the prohibitions that are shvus or isuri derabanan b'Shabbos don't apply bein hashmashas. That's the halacha. Now, if the gzeris derabanan don't apply bein hashmashas, then why does the Mishnah in Shabbos say that it's permitted to go dip kalim in a mikvah or separate meiser at bein hashmashas? So Rambam Hilchas Shabbos writes that one's allowed to transgress the Isser Shvus during Bein Shmashah for the sake of a mitzvah. And since an Erev is made for the sake of a mitzvah, like to learn Torah from a teacher who's farther than 2,000 amos away, one's permitted to do an Isser Shvus for that purpose. Rebbe agrees, however, that one cannot separate Meiser from fruit during Bein Shmashah since it's not the sake of the Mishnah. That's the Pshat of the Magid Mishnah.